You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
You know, I do love the fact that people are trying to come to the defense of Drew Lock. I think that's cool. And we'll have the full schedule release as soon as it comes out, which should be, Richie, what, like, kind of any minute, right? And we'll see what quirky way the Broncos decide to present it. And we'll react to it, and hopefully we'll get other host reactions to it, and your reaction to it, too. So we're looking forward to it. But on this one, Bridgewater is a horrible quarterback. Bridgewater is definitely not a horrible quarterback, by the way.
Teddy is who Teddy is. I mean, Teddy is a average quarterback. Teddy's kind of like the Bobby Massey of quarterbacks. He's he's a guy that you probably want to get better every single year if you can. But the reality is he plays good enough football that it's difficult to replace him.
Yeah.
So
he's definitely not a horrible quarterback.
Horrible is totally inappropriate word in reference to either one of these quarterbacks. I mean, Drew Lock makes horrible decisions, but he's insanely talented. And he's got the ability to be a very productive quarterback, but he makes horrible decisions.
Well, that's let me finish the rest, and I'm pulling up to speak. Horrible quarterback. If he took hits like Locke, dude would have quit. Locke, Teddy's no coward, by the way. Locke all day, every day, which is why I said Bridgewater is here to be a backup. You'll come around sooner or later. Well,
Mount Columbus.
What am I coming around on? That Drew Lock is the guy? Is that the sense of the text?
Are you going to come around that Drew Lock is the guy?
What, do you guys not listen? Like, seriously, sometimes I wonder if people ever listen. How many times do you have to hear me say that I'm rooting for Drew Lock to be the starting quarterback?
You said it many times.
I want Drew Lock to be the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos have got a brighter future if Drew Lock is the starting quarterback. So let me think of another way that I could say that. Long term, Broncos are best off if Drew Lock is the guy. Tyler wants Drew Lock to win the job.
According to who?
Tyler Emil Palumbis. Yeah, my middle name's Emil.
Emil.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. I think we just found something out.
That's right. Yeah.
Did you know that? I didn't know that.
Correct.
Emil?
Yes, that's a generational deal.
Emil.
We got three generations going on. Uh-huh.
Spell it.
E-M-I-L-E. Not to be confused with Emily.
Or Emeril. Emil. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Very cool.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Tyler Emil Palumbis wants Drew Lock to win the job. So I'm going to say that like 100 times because nobody can apparently hear me. Now, there's a difference between what I want and what I think would be best for the long-term future and what I think is actually going to happen. What I think is actually going to happen is that Vic Fangio would be very happy to win games 10-9. He would love to win a game 13-11. That's who Vic Fangio is. He wants to grind it out. He wants to run the football. He wants to be a slow-paced kind of guy. And he doesn't want a quarterback that's going to put his defense, which, by the way, is what he's going to take the most pride in. He doesn't want the quarterback that's going to put his defense in a bad spot. So my official prediction is that Teddy Bridgewater will win the job. However, Tyler is rooting for Drew Lock. What is so hard about that?
Nothing. I get it. Teddy for the first half, then see how it goes. Keep him in. If not, throw Drew in for the comeback. Oh, man. Now, what a mess that would be. But
and I was like, Emilio! Now, tell me you know that one, Richie. Do you?
Emilio. I'm just thinking of like Emilio Estevez.
Well, yeah, that's who it is. Yes.
Okay, so I'm close.
Yes.
Somebody beckoning Emilio? Well,
uh-huh.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. Yep.
I got close with Emilio Estevez. I don't know. Are we talking about the
Night
Ducks?
At the Roxbury, dude.
Night at the Roxbury.
Let's go.
What is
Come on, get it together.
I was like, Emilio!
I should know that. We actually played that. we're not going to see a situation. Well, all right, hold on. Do you think we will see a situation like the Dolphins had last year, meaning we're going to go with one guy. If it's not working, we're just going to go with another guy.
No, I don't, because we've got a different situation. Their entire coaching staff, front office, they all feel very comfortable in their long-term future. So they were able to make the move to the young guy. And yeah, they went back to Ryan Fitzpatrick because they were trying to win games. Vic Fangio and Pat Shurmur have to win right now. So, yeah, my official prediction is that Teddy Bridgewater is just the guy.
What is the Broncos' schedule going to be? We shall all find out next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
It's time to release the crap, the NFL schedule. That's right. After stupid COVID, games with no fans, a Super Bowl where elderly Tom Brady won, the NFL is... Oh, we're done with music? This voice doesn't really work.
Hard out.
The hard out?
Yeah, that one kind of ended quicker than
I thought. Because if I keep talking like this with no music, it sounds stupid. It was borderline stupid in the first place. But now sounds really dumb.
No, it doesn't.
In a world.
Yes.
Well, hey, everybody. It's time to find out the NFL schedule. Different sort of vibe. Different vibe.
Do we have it? We've got it?
Tyler, are you ready for the Broncos schedule?
I was born for this.
I don't know it. I don't have it. So you got it?
I don't think we have it yet.
Have they done the funny video yet?
I think you got ahead of yourself.
Do we know? I thought the whole thing was coming out at 6 o'clock, by the way.
It was supposed to be 5:45.
Well, here we are.
5:46 and 43 seconds.
How is this? Okay. It's loading.
Loading? Right. What does that mean?
So it is out there and we just can't get it quite yet? Poor Richie. It came out 60 seconds ago, and we still don't have it. Mm-mm-mm. Richie is wearing a suit. See, this is going to lead me down the path of just other dumb conversation until we have it.
There we go.
You got it. Are you going to lay it on us? Or are you forwarding it? What are you doing there, Richie? How we doing this? Oh, Broncos, here we go.
Ever since my retirement, I've maintained this itch to get back into football. And the time has finally come. The Broncos have brought me back and afforded me the opportunity of a lifetime.
Exciting.
A summer internship.
Nice. The humor is off the charts already. Standing, pushing a mail cart. Throwing things at people. Peyton Manning being the office intern.
Everybody's been really busy this morning.
This
the 2021 Broncos schedule is being released today.
Right.
And since everyone is really busy today, I thought I would take the initiative in helping out wherever I can.
Isn't Elway in Augusta?
17 games? Seriously? Can you imagine the numbers we had to put up in 17 games?
Wow. Good point.
So he's polishing footballs in the Super Bowl trophy. Fertilizer.
I don't think we have a. Wait a minute. I know this voice. Eli?
Oh.
I told you I'm working. Don't bother me.
Just get to it. Okay.
I think things are going great so far. I've been able to apply my real world experiences and skill sets to this internship. You got to get your legs into it and use your core, okay? That's the only way to get the good spin. Let's see it.
82 hash browns.
Might need the visual.
Post. Got it?
Yeah.
You got the shoulder pads, Harry. You got the helmets. Jason, take care of the cleats. Check the locker room out, Max.
No, I mean, I want to kind of hear it.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, okay, hold on one sec. You guys mind keeping it down? I'm on the phone here. Keep it down.
There's a lot of visual stuff going on that...
Yeah.
try it again. You know, I thought my resume was pretty extensive.
Oh, my God,
Payne.
I mean,
I've beaten all 32 NFL teams, but I've learned that not even a Hall of Famer knows everything.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't Stokely just tell us?
I don't know. That would have been easier.
Is the schedule coming?
Hit fast forward?
Like just Hurt. Scroll?
Does Payne even no announce it, or is it just the comedy for 4 minutes?
What the
Wow.
You know,
wow.
A lot of people think that an internship is just busy work and coffee runs, but if you really show your hard work and initiative, you just may get rewarded with an important, important job.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. You sent over the Broncos 2021 schedule?
There we go.
Okay. I'll pull it up right now.
That's a win.
All right. I beat them. Beat them. Mm-hmm. Destroyed them. Beat them. Beat them. Yeah, this looks great. I'm going to go print it right now. Thanks.
That's a photocopy machine. All that and Peyton doesn't even say what it is? All right, just Richie, enough. Sorry, Peyton. It's not your fault. You are funny, just not there. What?
Maybe you just needed the visual.
I don't think so.
No?
What do we got, Richie?
Producing?
Maybe put some music behind it and just tell us what's what. And it's the quickest way we can do it here, and we'll write it down.
Dun, dun, dun. No.
Is that the music?
No, it's definitely not.
Is that the music that goes with the release?
No. But maybe if you're the Bulls.
All right, what do we got?
All right, well, according to this still shot now of the Broncos video, they have Sunday, September 12th, week one against the Giants, then Jacksonville, the New York Jets.
Whoa.
Well, he's just confirming what we already know.
No,
here.
But let's. People are tuning in literally for the first time. So Sunday, September 12th.
At the New York Giants.
At the Giants. What time?
It doesn't say on this.
Okay.
Week two, Sunday, September 19th at Jacksonville.
Okay.
Week three, Sunday, September 26th at home against the Jets.
Okay.
Sunday, October 3rd, week four at home against Baltimore.
All right.
Sunday, October 10th, week five against Pittsburgh. At Pittsburgh.
At Pitt. Okay.
Sunday, October 17th, week six, home against Las Vegas.
Okay.
Week 7, Thursday, October 21st, at Cleveland.
So that's the one national TV game we think so far. All right.
Sunday, October 31st, Halloween, at home against the Washington football team.
Okay.
Week 9, Sunday, November 7th, at Dallas.
Well, hold on. So we got... Okay, so... What's the date of that, week 9?
November 7th.
Okay, so no bye yet. Okay, November 7th. At Dallas, all right?
Correct. Week 10, Sunday, November 14th, at home against Philadelphia.
Man, we're a long way from a bye week. At Philadelphia, okay.
Week 11.
Wait, so hold on. Did I get that wrong? At Dallas and at Philadelphia?
No, Philly's at home.
Philly's at home. Okay, sorry. Okay.
Week 11 is the bye.
Whoa. Wow. That is a long way.
That's right. Awesome, actually. That's perfect.
Okay. 12.
Week 12, Sunday, November 28th, at home against the L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
Week 13, Sunday, December 5th, at Kansas City.
KC, okay.
Week 14, Sunday, December 12th, at home against Detroit.
Okay, that's our 17th game, okay.
Week 15, Sunday, December 19th, at home against Cincinnati.
Wow. Yeah.
Week 16, Sunday, December 26th, on the road at Las Vegas.
Merry Christmas. Okay.
Week 17, Sunday, January 2nd, at the L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
And they finish the season Sunday, January 9th, at home against Kansas City.
I see. Okay. Thank you, Richie. Good job. All right, Tyler. What, you want to just do this real quick?
Sure.
We'll do it without Rodgers. We'll do it with Locke and Bridgewater. And then we'll do Aaron Rodgers. Should we just do this with the top six then? Should we just put a pause on this? Okay. So one more time, and then we'll make our predictions and everything. At the Giants, at the Jaguars, home against the Jets, home against Baltimore, at Pittsburgh, home against Vegas. Thursday night is the only nationally televised game for the Broncos. One televised game. By the way, Richie, we got to check out during the break what the Packers are. We'll see where they are. By the way, I'm very curious what Jacksonville's schedule is, too. But anyways, Thursday, game against Cleveland, home against Washington football team. on Halloween. Romy Bean, we expect to see you in a dinosaur costume. November 7th at Dallas, home against Philly, bye week in week 11. Chargers at home on the 28th, December 5th at KC, Burr. The 12th, home against Detroit, home against Cincinnati on the 19th. Merry Christmas with the Raiders in Vegas. What a trip that could be. On the 26th, January 2nd at the Chargers, and the 9th, we wrap things up with a home game against Kansas City. There you go. What do we think about it? What are our predictions? What's your reaction to it? You'll get it from us. You'll get it from the fan staff. The schedule is out. This is the Drive on the Fan.